Good morning. A seasonably strong storm system is working its way into southern Canada to our north. At the same time, a cold front is approaching from western New York. Out ahead of the front, numerous showers, bursts of rain, and thunderstorms have evolved in a strong southerly wind flow, which has also brought humidity levels up early this morning. The rain will persist for a few hours until that front pushes on through, and then gradually things will dry out from west to east through lunchtime and into the afternoon. In fact, behind the front, the wind will shift around to the northwest and become even more gusty, at times up to 30 miles per hour. Humidity levels will lower quickly behind the front as dew points drop back through the 60s and 50s and back into the 40s overnight tonight. High pressure will build in behind the storm system and skies will clear out tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the 50s largely across most locations, with some 40s in outlying areas. So a nice, comfortable, refreshing, and crisp start to the day on Thursday. With mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy and pleasant with highs in the middle to upper 70s. That same high will dominate into the day on Friday, still with low humidity and lots of sunshine, into the lower 80s. Around the backside of that high pressure center, we'll stay dry on Saturday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Humidity will start to creep up just a touch, but still nice in the lower 80s. Humidity will build in more on Sunday, and this will lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, and highs in the lower to mid 80s. From there, it looks like a ridge of high pressure will build back into the region, both at the surface and aloft, and this will mean heat will build back in for Monday and Tuesday, with highs climbing through the middle and upper 80s, and on Tuesday near 90, and both days will feature just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong low pressure system will continue to move through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, dragging a cold front through the eastern part of the country and into the southeast. Ahead of the front, warm and moist air will be transported from the Gulf of Mexico, spawning widespread showers and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined a portion of the mid-Atlantic coast as being in a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms through this afternoon. And the Weather Prediction Center has also outlined a slight risk area for excessive rainfall in the lower Great Lakes and northern Appalachians. Meanwhile, fire weather risks will continue to be elevated across the West, especially for the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, Great Basin, and portions of the Northern Rockies. Red flag warnings are in effect for parts of these regions due to high winds and low relative humidity. Air quality also remains a concern due to smoke from ongoing wildfires. And Major Hurricane Lane is expected to move toward Hawaii in the next 24 to 48 hours, bringing dangerous surf and high tides at the very least, but flooding rains and damaging winds are also possible with a closer approach. At Mount Washington early this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 54 degrees with a south wind at 40, gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 31 degrees. In Albany this morning, clouds and rain, 69 degrees, the dew point 68, 97% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.64 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and storms, lower 80s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers and storms, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 73, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.56 inches for the month, that's 1.10 inches above normal, and 25.62 inches for the year, which is 47 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59, the record high 93 set in 1916, and the record low 39 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely early today, then increasing sunshine and highs in the mid-70s, becoming clear tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, then some sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely early today, then increasing sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy, showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, then some sunshine later, and highs near 80. Becoming clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with showers and possibly a thunderstorm early today, then some sunshine later on, with highs near 80. Becoming clear tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and refreshing in the middle and upper 70s. Sunny, comfortable Friday, lower 80s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Saturday, lower 80s. A bit more humidity with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid 80s. And a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid with an isolated thunderstorm both Monday and Tuesday. Middle and upper 80s Monday and near 90 on Tuesday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.